John is on the line from Burren Vets in Innistime and in Milltown Malbay. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. You wanted to talk about bloat problems, and I'm just opening up some images you've sent to me. Would you just explain what it is exactly you were dealing with?
Okay, so this is a yearling I saw yesterday evening with bloat. Bloat is excessive gas in the stomach. So it can occur for a variety of reasons. And this is, occurs in small animals as well, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this is in a bovine. So in bovines, it can, because they've got a huge stomach that produces loads of gases in the fermentation process that breaks down grass and that, the gases are normally belched out. And as they chew the cud, they're continually belching. Cattle belch enormous amounts of gas all the time. But sometimes that ability to belch that gas is impaired. And it's often impaired because there's something pressing on the esophagus. That's the tube from the stomach, from the mouth to the stomach.
Yes.
And the food goes down and cattle, we belch gas and cattle belch gas. And sometimes that gas can't get up for reasons that there's a pressure on that esophagus, not allowing the gas up. Maybe it's a gland in the chest from pneumonia or something like that, or perhaps there's something in the stomach stopping the gas getting up. Maybe it, this animal has eaten something that it shouldn't have, maybe a bit of plastic or something. And it's life-threatening in cross-species, really. It's life-threatening because what happens is if the gas keeps building up, then it puts pressure on the major blood vessels that go from the heart and go to the heart. So,
and just looking at the animal, you took photos of it, the one you dealt with last evening.
Yeah.
It's noticeably, to my untrained eye, it is noticeably bigger before it received treatment.
Yeah, that's right. They're huge, particularly on the left-hand side. So often farmers say, well, what side is this problem? Is it on the left or the right? It's the left side, that the rumen is on the left-hand side. So when it produces too much gas that it can't belch up, you get this huge swelling on the left-hand side. It's not on the right-hand side, but it might push the contents of the abdomen over to the right side. So you may see a swelling on both sides, but predominantly it's a large swelling on the left. And it's fatal if it's not dealt with. So you've got to kind of, if they can't belch up, now some animals, they'll get some of the gas out little by little, and if it's mild, then they'll manage it.
Yeah.
So it's not always an emergency, but if it's getting excessive, and I mean, it's when it's excessive, you know it's excessive.
Yes,
it looks
absolutely.
Like a Michelin man, you know.
What's the treatment in that case?
So yeah, you've got to relieve the gas. So often, we have these cannulas. They're like screwing. They're like a tap that you screw into the left flank, and what they do is they attach the stomach to the abdominal wall as you screw them in, and they've got a little plug in them. And when you take the plug out, the gas is released through this hole in this little cannula.
Okay.
So it's released very quickly in a matter of minutes, you know.
I've got a couple of questions coming in, which is why I'm moving on. But does that always sort it, or could this animal or others, could the problem recur?
Yeah, well, it depends on what's causing it. Okay, so normally if it's glandular or something pressed or some problem maybe at the exit of the stomach, then, and you resolve that, the cannula can be taken out after a few weeks, and the hole that's there will close over another few weeks, and that's the end of it. But some of these are repeat offenders, and until you get to the bottom of what's causing the bloat, it'll recur. Mm. There's another type of bloat called frothy bloat. This is why I kind of brought it up this morning, because it's often you see it when grass is growing. Well, it's starting to grow now a little bit as temperatures are increasing, and you see that it's a different type of bloat in cattle that have recently turned out to grass. So keep an eye out for it.
Okay.
It's a different story. They need something to break down the froth in their stomach when they have it. Often 10 or 20 mils of wash hopefully will do it, but that's another story.
Fair enough. Is there you mentioned smaller animals can be affected by this?
Yeah, so bloat in deeper chested dogs like Dobermans and Mastiffs and Boxers, they've got a very deep chest, and their stomach, if they eat and they exercise quickly after eating a big meal, sometimes their stomach can flip and they can bloat very quickly. And that's an emergency in small animals. We've mentioned it before, but if you've got that type of breed of dog, and it happens in other breeds as well, but those deep-chested, large breeds are very prone to this. And that those ones need surgery. So they rapidly, because, again, the bloat is life-threatening.
Yeah. Okay. John's in West Clare. Moving on. What dose would you recommend, John, if any, for yearlings that have been put out on grass for 3 to 4 weeks? He says he's going to move them to a fresh field elsewhere on the farm.
Yeah, so I suppose if they haven't been dosed at this point and they're going out to grass, then something that will treat overwintering ostertagi, which is the type 2 ostertagiasis. These are stomach worms, talking about stomachs, and their yearlings would be prone to these or could harbour these over the winter. So you need something like an ivermectin-based dose or something that would also treat fluke, because this part of the world, we've got fluke all year round because of the life cycle of it. It's probably wise to use something that will treat type 2 ostertagiasis of the worms and fluke. So an ivermectin super, a binectin plus, Animex Super, one of those that will, and they're injectables, at 1 mL per 50 kilos under the skin.
And just a final one. This comes from Catherine. Please ask John about a cat spaying. He's deaf and we didn't allow him outside, but it's the only thing that stops it. He started to spay because he saw other cats being let out and wanted to join them. Daft but true. Is there any solution?
Sorry, just the query is, Gavin.
It's about a cat spraying.
Spraying, yeah. So, cat spraying is, okay, so they're urinating Americanist territory. This is the male cat typically, and the best thing to stop spraying in cats is neutering your tomcat. Effective and simple solution to it.
John, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Gavin.
Best
take
of
care.
Luck. Do take care. John Underhill there, and he's from Burren Vets, and he's at Sinna in Simon Hamilton Malby, of course.